Light and light body activation. This is Saratima. As the word enlightenment indicates, we are somehow wanting to bring light in, connect with light, work with light. We want to fill ourselves with light. We want to become like light and the light itself. And what does it mean to become like light? What are its qualities? They are luminous, clear, transparent, light in terms of weight, there's no heavy feeling. Light is infinite. It's stable in the sense it doesn't corrupt or change. It's enduring, eternal. It's revealing, full of information, the expression of omniscience. It's seamless. It has no shadows, no boundaries. And in that sense, it's whole and healing in itself. It's always fresh and new, here, now, and in that sense, it's life-giving. It's everywhere, and in that sense, it fills us up and fulfills. Everybody wants to feel light and be luminous, because we do know that it just makes us feel better. But we want to look at really the qualities, the activity of light, and how we actually merge with the light body. So how do we bring light in? Of course, we can visualize, and then we can, of course, see more light. If we just visualize and put our attention on it, we get sort of an experience of more light. Just when we think of lemons, there's an effect in our chemistry. So we can just do this by using our mind. We can do certain prayers that are already geared or are ancient and are basically designed to connect and trigger that part in us and make us more light filled. We can just call on the light. Hopefully it's the right light, so your intention and who you are is important. And of course, through doing good in life and clearing our patterns and through increasing our prana. So how does the light body come into you, or how does it activate? We have to know that your light body is stored in the sun. And if you have one, not everybody has one, it is there waiting for you to pull it in through preparing your energetic field. You have to prepare yourself, because the light body has to lock in with your pranic body. When your prana gets very high, it combusts to light. So there is actually a connection between prana, energy, and light. There's a bit of a quantum shift there. And I'm talking here not mentally seeing or feeling light. No, I'm speaking of physically, your light body can attach to your pranic body, and that light body is stored in the sun. Now, there are many traditions, cultures who use different approaches. The method I learned is a Shiva method, which is a Siddha method of physically attaching the body, which does not require any herbs or isolation or other practices that are often very difficult, not for regular people or householders. And it's based on a simple Tamil mantra. When we practice it through chanting and via the aura transformation that some of you learned in one of the retreats, you prep your energy to link up with your light body and you begin merging with the sun, one could say. The sun is the self in our mythology, in our understanding, and the Christ self is understood as the Son of God. As you develop your light body, you become the Son of God. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. And when you clear your mind and let the light of your higher intellect shine through, your body cells are also clearing and you begin to identify with pure intelligence, which is Arut in Tamil, whereas Marut is ignorance. And Arut is one word in this mantra. So the mantra itself contains and works with the intelligence, because intelligence is very important. As we said, light is clear and doesn't have any shadows. Mind, the polarized mind, has shadow, and we basically want to completely exit the polarized mental function. And when we do this, we basically begin to be like the sun. The sun doesn't have a shadow, it just constantly shines. So the divine intelligence restores then our body functions, the cells, and changes our DNA and our overall chemistry. Now, the whole world is now experiencing a forced light practice that is bringing up a lot of cleansing and the need to navigate the changes that we have now with supplementations. Of course, keeping our minerals in the right range. Sometimes we need herbs. Sometimes we need to change our diet, as many of you are doing. So this is normal, and we continuously explore and adapt as we are basically changing our DNA and how things function within us. So now you may chant the mantra now with me. I'm going to also give you another one, the Tami mantra, and then also the Sufi version of the more subtle light. It is less physical, more ethereal. And then, of course, we can also bring in the light of Christ and attune to it, which is all about the light body. So let's all do these three versions together. And first with the Tamil version, and then we're going to go to the Sufi, and then we're going to bring in the Christ version. So I'm going to chant now the Tamil version. Arutpirum jodi, arutpirum jodi, tanipirum karune, arutpirum jodi, arutpirum jodi, arutpirum jodi, tanipirum karune, arutpirum jodi. Arutpirum jodi, arutpirum jodi, tanipirum karune, arutpirum jodi. So this mantra speaks of compassion. The light is also compassionate. The light is pure intelligence. It is brilliant. And it's a primordial light, the grace light, the very first light in existence. And just allow yourself to just even experience the sun in your heart. Just you're radiating like you're being the sun and shining into every cell. Into your aura. Now we're going to move to the Sufi version, which is a Siddha Sufi version, I would like to say. And the light is called Nur, the Nur, and it's the divine light, Nur Ilahi. Nur Ilahiya. We're just going to bring that in now. Nur Ilahiya. Nur Ilahi. Nur Ilahiya. Nur Ilahi. Nur, 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 Nur Ilahiya. And just feel the light come in. You're going to feel this light coming more from above through the crown chakra. It's very silent. It's slightly cooler. Just simply become because it comes in a different way. It's always the same light body work. It's coming in a different way. And now we're going to move to the Christ light. This is also, again, same light, but in a different place. We're focusing basically our receiving, we could say, the place of activation in a different location in our consciousness, which is sort of the merging point between spirit and body, matter and spirit, and that interface point. Yeah, I'm going to bring that in now. And now the practice here would be that just traditionally is the idea that you already are ascended, you already exist. And in some way, the same is true in the Tamil practice and the Siddha practice, Rudpuram Jyoti, which is very physical. It's like it's already happened because your light body already exists. And you're allowing it, and you have to work it and connect it to the etheric body. So keeping a prana very high through doing the chanting and some other practices. I'm just going to allow that all three of these pathways to open and be active for you. Slowly going to notice that you are just light. You're going to feel less physical. You're shifting over to your true reality, which always exists. And do some people not have a light body? I was in my teachings, it was told to me that some don't. I would say that they are continuing 3D consciousness, 4D consciousness. They are living in astral dimensions and their light body is not ready now or not available. And I'm sure everything can change. But some people surely came here as what we call light workers. They already know their light body and have to re-plug in, re-lock in, make it functional, and then use that vehicle. And when we speak about vehicle, we usually also refer to this in our Western language as the Merkaba. Again, another angle of perception of the same story, the same process of being of the Son of God, the Sun, the luminosity. Arutpiram Jyoti, Arutpiram Jyoti, Taniperam Karune, Arutpiram Jyoti, Arutpiram Jyoti, Arutpiram Jyoti. And just remember, it's less about using the mind, more about becoming. Becoming is literally like eating food. Using the mind is reading the menu. So there's only limited action that we can do with the mind, but with becoming or making things real, that's where reality is being born. your reality. You make yourself real. You realize yourself as the light. And then when you realize that there's just one light, you are the identification, shifts away from the person that you think you are to that divinity that you are, to that oneness, to God, that all there is. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.